this critical time of national economic danger, coinciding with the final stages of the Common Market referendum campaign, there are some important questions to be put to the new leader of the Conservative opposition.
It's 1975. The country is going to the polls. The referendum question, should Britain stay a member of the European Community? And the leader of the opposition is being put through her paces.
As a Conservative, but also as a housewife, Mrs. Thatcher, what do you say to the argument that if we come out, we could buy beef, veal, mutton and other foods more cheaply than if we stay in?
There will be times when you can buy from the market more cheaply. There will be times when you can buy from the rest of the world more cheaply. But you can't go in and out of the market like a seesaw.
Mrs. Thatcher, the then Conservative leader and housewife, having her say. And 40 years on, women could be even more important in deciding the referendum result. Sam Smethers, the chief executive of the Fawcett Society, which campaigns for women's equality but is staying neutral during the referendum, says a poll for them gave both the Leave and Remain campaigns a thumbs down for failing to engage female voters.
A significant proportion of women, much higher than the number of men, are saying that they're just undecided or don't know which way to vote in this campaign. There are a million more women voters in this election than there are men. So actually, who wins the women's vote will probably win this referendum. So it's really important, actually, that both campaigns put women front and centre of what they're doing.
But is it useful to talk about the women's vote as a bloc?
Women do tend to behave differently to men in some respects. They're more likely to hold back and judge based on evidence, based on the arguments. So you'll see them perhaps take longer to engage. And also they're more likely to think about what will the impact on their lives be? What will the impact be on their families? And so making it personal, making it real for women is very important. And we really need to have a sort of higher quality, better quality campaign than we're getting at the moment.
Turn on the TV and you'll see Boris on his Vote Leave bus or the Prime Minister out and about banging the drum for Remain. It's easy to forget there are loads of smaller events going on across the country where women are having their say.
Well, good afternoon, everybody.
In Canterbury, the founder of Women for Britain, Anna Firth, is making the case for life outside the EU at a university debate. In the audience of around 40 students, mainly women, many said they wanted more information before making up their minds.
I do intend to vote, but I intend to do my own independent research on if I'm in or out.
We're almost getting EU fatigue now, or the Brexit fatigue, because it's an ongoing story. So I just hope that there is a bit of more of a rallying cry towards the end.
And Liz Kendall, the Labour MP and pro-Remain campaigner, says some of those issues are particularly relevant to women.
My own view is that women have had real benefits from being part of the EU, whether that's extended maternity leave, the right for women right across Europe to, if they're pregnant, to be able to return to work in the same job. Let's not forget when Labour brought in extended maternity leave, the Tories actually voted against that Employment Relations Act. So I, for one, am glad that we do have those EU rights guaranteed, whichever political party is in power.
But the Leave campaigner and Conservative Energy Minister Andrea Leadsom begs to differ.
I just can't quite believe anybody would be so talking down the UK as to say that somehow we would be incapable of deciding to have maternity leave, paternity leave. I mean, you know, female genital mutilation was made illegal in the UK in 1985. The EU brought it in, I think, about sort of 3 or 4 years ago. We in this last parliament introduced shared parental leave. That's not an EU policy. I mean, it just defies belief that anyone in the UK political sphere would suggest that the UK wasn't committed to workers' rights. Of course we are.
As for the women's vote, Andrea Leadsom questions whether it can be considered as a bloc. But with the latest poll showing a very tight referendum, both sides do agree more needs to be done to engage those crucial female voters. Although Liz Kendall is concerned, the tone of the debate could put some women off.
All campaigns are tough, But, you know, perhaps it's because this is such a hugely important issue for the country that it can be a very aggressive debate. Now, that's completely fine for me. I've never shied away from a fight in my life. But we do have to think about how we get that message across to women who may switch off if they just hear people shouting at each other.